he spends his mornings alone.
And with ridiculous stories that only he can find.
It's Jay's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the What?
With Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Jay.
What's going on?
Got somebody new to hate.
Okay.
All right, list grows.
Let me get my list.
I got a guy in Virginia. He won $100 on a lottery ticket.
Okay. I mean, it's cool.
It's a $100 scratch.
That's awesome.
Gets pretty excited.
I already don't like him.
I'm not quite jealous yet.
It'll get worse. Signs it, hands it back to the clerk. She gives him $100. He decides, you know what, I'm going to take 10 and I'm going to buy that scratch ticket.
Uh-huh.
Scratches it, $500,000.
Yeah.
No.
Now you hate him.
Like,
right?
I was slightly jealous at 100.
Right, my wife won $20 the other day, and she was like, should I cash it in? I'm like, no!
Let it ride!
Buy some more! It's probably not a good example of the kids.
Yeah. Say I lost $20, huh?
She hadn't done it yet, so
ooh,
we'll see.
The retirement plan's working well, huh?
Yeah.
That is part of the plan. No question.
In Massachusetts, a guy, during a police stop, ran over one of the cop's feet.
Ooh, ouch.
And so that now they're after him. It turns into a high-speed chase. He eventually eludes them, gets into a shopping district, pulls into a parking lot, stops his car, runs into one of the shops.
Uh-huh.
Shop owner has no idea what's going on. He just knows there's a guy leaning on the counter, on his forearms.
Yeah.
Okay. Guy says, so you guys hiring?
Jeez.
Shop owner says they have great chemistry. I have a very good interview. He says, you know, you need to fill out an application. Let me get an application for you to fill out. It was right then police entered. And
didn't provide a good reference.
Yeah, no.
I did see the news story where the reporter did go, did he get the job? Followed by the news reporter of I love the news reporter laugh.
Get this guy a TV gig.
Yeah, I was just thinking about how, you know, he was pulled into the parking spot in the shopping district, and I'm thinking, did he pull into the new bike lane? Is that the way? That's when cops came in. Yeah.
That's really why they did it in the East Village. It's easier to catch the criminals. If they flee to there, the cops can catch up to them because they're just stopped trying to figure out what they're supposed to do.
Where do I park?
Finally, in Pennsylvania, lawmakers there have had trouble passing a budget. They've been just so focused on so many other things, including wearing ties. The Democrats and Republicans can't seem to agree on that. One of the lawmakers wanted to make sure that everyone was aware ties are appropriate
There's
at all times.
Code.
Yes, there is a dress code. One of the others said we don't need to be worrying about this. Now, both of them are military veterans. The first, I think, forgetting his colleague, had also served, said, you know, this is a standard. It helps us reach excellence and, uh-huh. and you know, maintains a uniform.
Yeah.
They've had three. The other one didn't like being lectured.
Exactly.
About that. SJ's World of the Wacky, the Weird, and the
What?
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.